Joining us right now is Governor Mike Huckabee. You know him, former governor of Arkansas, father of the White House press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and he has a new show on TBN called Huckabee. It premieres October 7th. Governor, good morning and welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. Happy Friday.
Well, thank you, Mary. Yeah, I have a new moniker now. I'm Sarah's dad. I'm getting T-shirts printed to say that, but I'm very proud of her, and she's got a very tough job, but I think she's up to it, and I'm extraordinarily happy to hear people come up to me everywhere and tell me they think she's terrific.
Well, you might be answering one of my questions, because on October 7th, your kickoff interview was with President Trump, and I was thinking, like, who does he know at the White House that he could get an interview with the President of the United States for your very first broadcast?
Well, it was Hope Hicks. She was very instrumental. You know, obviously, I used every connection that I could.
I love it.
But it's a great way for me to launch this show and to have the President of the United States. It kind of creates a little street cred to say, we're going to have serious newsmakers on the show. But I think when people see it, they're going to also understand that this is not just a one-hour political ping-pong match with Democrats and Republicans yelling at each other. It's going to be quite different than what people are used to seeing on most cable news, almost identical to what I did on Fox on the Saturday-Sunday show. And this is going to be in that same time on Saturday-Sunday nights, 8 o'clock Eastern. But what we're going to focus on, even when we do the political aspect, is not so much what does the left say, what do the right say, but what is the solution? What is the goal here? Because I just feel like we're missing that. And I watch a lot of the cable news. In fact, I have a television that has four channels on one screen, so I can watch Fox, Fox Business, CNN, and MSNBC all at the same time. And, you know, I find myself just saying, my gosh, everybody's screaming at each other. I don't know what they're saying. And so it's going to be a very civil type of show and really a wholesome show, and try to bring the temperature down a little bit when we talk politics.
A civil discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee. By the way, TBN.org, you can find out what your channel listings are for that. Governor, just last question on the show for you. Are you going to be playing music like you did on the Fox News show?
You do not go to Nashville, Tennessee, where we're going to base this show, and not do music. In fact, there'll be quite a bit more music than we ever had on Fox.
Wow.
It's going to be an entertaining and I think a fun show to watch. A lot of different kind of features, but we have a house band made up of Nashville studio musicians that is just stunningly good. And then we'll have big name artists that'll be on the show and up and coming artists. And so expect a lot more music than you're used to seeing on anything like this before.
Well, Governor, your first guest going to be President Trump, and one of the things that just is constantly a presence in Trump world is this Mueller-Manafort investigation, and there's a lot to be concerned about the Manafort investigation the more we learn about it. What disturbs you the most about this investigation?
Well, the fact that when the federal government wants to come after you, they have unlimited resources to do it. And even if you're proven innocent at some point after years of being relentlessly investigated and embarrassed on national television for the fact that they are investigating you, even if you win, you lose, because you will have spent every dime you've ever earned and ever will earn on legal fees. Your reputation is ruined. And the federal government, who, again, had unlimited resources to attack you, got those resources from you in the form of your taxes, and then turned around and made you spend your own private resources to defend yourself against the resources they took from you in taxes. I find this very troubling. And I think every American should be, even if this happens to somebody you don't agree with, even if it happens to somebody you're glad to see get theirs, if you will, it should alarm every American, because I think that we are bordering on an unconstitutional harassment and persecution, not prosecution, of American citizens. When we go to their homes at 4 in the morning, we roust their families out of bed and parade them in their yards in nightgowns, and we begin to go through and traumatize their families. This is happening. I've got friends who are right now either maybe vindicated but ruined, or some that actually ended up going to prison for things that you look at and you say, are you kidding me? And it really should be an alarm to Americans, because the government was never intended to be able to abuse its citizens this way. The Constitution should be protecting us.
I want to talk about this raid, this middle-of-the-night raid, for a moment. So you know, you've been a governor, so you've been responsible for law enforcement in Arkansas. I mean, does a financial crime of any kind raid, a middle-of-the-night raid where they pick the lock on the home and enter with guns drawn.
No, it absolutely does not. And you know, breaking down a door. We've had instances where Henry Juskowitz, the CEO of Gibson Guitar, was accused of using wood that came from Indonesia that wasn't somehow properly permitted. Now think about this. Wood in his guitars, now it turned out that it was the same wood that was being used by Martin Guitars and Fender Guitars, but he was a Republican donor and they were Democrat donors, so they didn't get raided. They went into the Gibson Guitar plant in Nashville with guns, with, you know, fully automatic weapons, SWAT teams, 50 agents swarmed, told the secretaries and workers to, you know, stand up, get away from their desks, put their hands up, scared the daylights out of them because they wanted to find out if Gibson Guitars were making their instruments with some kind of wood that didn't have the proper permit. Now, nobody can tell me that it was necessary to show that kind of force. I mean, this is where you call the people's attorney and you say, we'd like to come and you know, find out if this is true. And you only raise that level when it's necessary to protect either the law enforcement officers or somehow to protect the evidence, none of which was necessary in that case.
And they're saying that this could go on for, you know, another 18 months. They're going back over a decade into Paul Manafort's history. Is this a committee in search of a crime and they're going to find something come hell or high water?
Yes. The answer to that is, Mary, simply yes, because once you get into these investigations, again, if you keep searching deep enough, and now they're saying they'll go back 11 years into Manafort, my gosh, Paul Manafort had never met Donald Trump 11 years ago. I mean, this is the kind of thing that, frankly, is an abuse of our system. And this is why I say it ought to make every American angry, because maybe it's Manafort today, but it could be you tomorrow. And it just depends on, you know, whose ox wants to get gored. I think what alarms me is that we're so selective in these investigations. They're going after Paul Manafort for maybe having conversations, and who knows, I don't know what he did or didn't do. But I know James Clapper has testified before Congress that there was no unmasking. We know there was. He testified that there absolutely was not any surveillance of Donald Trump, and now we know that there indeed was. These are things that I think, if you're going to investigate something, investigate some of these people who use their government power in a very malicious manner. Investigate when the IRS went after nonprofit groups that they disagreed with. That's an investigation worth having.
Yes.
So why are we having those?
All right, Governor Mike Huckabee's brand new show, where he breaks down the news, and he's even going to make some. It starts October 7th on Trinity Broadcasting Network. Governor, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Great to be with you guys.
Nice to have you.